Hello, my audio boo friends. It is July 1st, 2014. It's Canada Day here in La Belle Province and the city of Montreal, which looks absolutely stunning at night. I just left the concert. It is 4 minutes past 11 o'clock in the evening. By the time you'll hear this, it'll probably be in the middle of the night for me. I don't know what time I'm going to post this at. Probably as soon as I get home. I have been rendered speechless by the Marcus Miller concert. I promised you I would bring you a quick review. And, wow. He played mostly pieces of music from his last CD, which is called Renaissance. And I can't even describe how good the concert was. Definitely worth the $60 I forked out. And by today's standards, it's not actually an expensive concert. So let me see if I can remember some of the pieces he played. He played a piece called Detroit. Started off with a piece called Detroit. Then he played Redemption. Then he played something called, if I can remember, Goree. There's actually a backstory to that piece of music. He wrote it 4 years ago after his band were visiting Senegal. And they took a boat ride out to an island called Goree, which is just on the coast of Senegal. And it used to be a slave house. It's where they would bring people, slaves, to make sure that they were okay and healthy enough for the journey over to America to be sold into slavery. And there's a... He described the three rooms, one for men, one for women, one for children, and how the slaves would be stacked in these rooms, one on top of the other, like basically got like animals. And the only door in these rooms, there was a door in, the only other door out with a window in it, all you could see out the window was the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, which is... what they would be crossing. And this door was the door of no return, as they called it. Anyhow, it was very moving, a very moving story, and then the piece of music was just unbelievable. And instead of being somber, it had a feeling of hope to it. And because although it was the door of no return, as he said, although it was the end of their experience in Africa to these people who were leaving their homeland, it would be the start of the African-American experience and the rebuilding of hope and of a life, not for the slaves, obviously, but for later, you know, later on, people that came much later in history. What else did he play? He played Tutu, a piece he composed for Miles Davis. That was his encore piece. Again, blew the doors off of everybody in the room. It was an excellent concert, and I highly recommend, if you can ever see Marcus Miller live, please do so. You will not be let down. Well, it's 8 minutes past 11 and I'm slowly making my way home. I am heading westbound on a street called Sherbrooke Street, which runs just north of the heart of downtown Montreal. Got some scooters going by me here and there. And I sort of have to be careful here because I'm going to miss the turnoff to get onto the highway. It's a street called Fort Street, and if I'm not mistaken, I think I've already missed it. because I'm about to enter Westmount. Here it is, Fort Street. The highway I'm getting on is the 720. So I'm just gonna cut across here. Fort Street heads south from Sherbrooke. And now most of the downtown core is to the left of me, or east of my present location as I'm going south on Fort Street. The jazz festival takes place basically very close to Place des Arts, which is the big concert venue here in downtown Montreal. And a beautiful venue, very clean, the amazing acoustics, as you can well imagine. They host everybody from the Montreal Symphony Orchestra to singer-songwriters. Barbara Streisand's played there. Chris de Burgh has played there. Nana Mouskouri. Pavarotti. So you can well imagine that somebody like Marcus Miller and his... how many musicians now did he have? You see, he had two guys in a horn section. So trumpet and saxophone. And then he had his keyboardist, guitar player, drummer, and himself. So there's six people in the band. And just phenomenal. Absolutely fantastic. I'm running out of superlatives, and it's getting tired, and I do want to head home. And that's it. I know there was something else I wanted to tell you, and at the moment, I've forgotten. And I'm just about to embark on the 720 westbound, I'm going to be leaving behind downtown Montreal, and tomorrow it's back to work. But I promise to update you all, but it's going to be a little bit of an emotional day tomorrow. There's a ban has been lifted on major changes in the office, so things are going to be shaken up quite a bit. I will come back with details. Not too many, of course. You have to understand, I have to keep things in perspective. But I will nevertheless keep you updated on what's going on. Thanks for listening.